Is your food bill going up? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Live from Crown. Newsmax reported that global food prices reached a six-year high in December and are likely to keep rising into 2021. This will add pressure to the many whose budgets are already stretched. If your income remains the same, you'll need to reduce spending in other budget categories and exercise disciplined grocery shopping. Price knowledge, meal planning, and sale shopping will be the key. Take it from me, never shop hungry. Instead, keep a running list and limit your trips to the store. Look for markdowns in the bakery or deli, and plan meals with these items. Freeze pizza dough, brown bananas, breads, and other items that you find there. Organize your pantry, fridge, and freezer, then eat what you have. Cook extra and freeze leftovers, so you have meals when rushed or sick. Learn to cook with cheap foods like beans, rice, and potatoes. Go meatless several days a week. Did you know you can make your own spice mixes? Why pay extra for things that you can make yourself? Simply follow an online recipe. These are easy and make great gifts. Carry snacks in your purse or car and encourage older children to do likewise. It prevents giving in to fast food. Try growing your own produce. Choose easy-to-grow plants that don't demand a lot of attention. My wife Ann's sweet potato harvest will feed us for months. Choose one day of the week to share a special meal. Our sons come over after church, so we try to make Sunday lunch something they look forward to. Plan ahead and see how you can stretch your grocery dollars this year. My new book, Seven Gray Swans, describes potentially significant events that could happen. A gray swan is an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. The ebook is available now at Amazon.com.